Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we throw to these Michael Elias cuts, you had a chance to talk to the Orioles GM there on the Ryan Ripken show. And, you know, how accommodating was he with his time? Looks like he's been doing a promotional tour. Has he got a new book or something coming out, or is he getting ahead of the storm that's coming here with his team in last place?
Hey, you know what? You can love, hate, or however you feel. You still got to respect the fact that he was out there talking. You know, he wasn't hiding and no comment, and he was out there discussing things. Now, was it every answer that people wanted to hear? Well, you can be the judge. You know, I got to talk to him, Bob, for about 17 minutes as I was editing that to see where it was down to. And you can hear the thought process in a lot of different ways. I think the first clip that we're going to talk about here is when would we see moves? That what have we talked about all today so far?
Fire high.
Right? Well, I asked him specifically about when would you feel it's appropriate to make a move if you have to here. So let's play that clip.
A little more art than science, and especially, you know, with the expanded playoffs, you know, that's given every team a lot more opportunity and I think a lot more hope. And the old adage predating the expanded playoffs, I think, was around like Memorial Day. I'm watching this team every day. I'm following this team. We're managing this team every day. And my focus right now is just day to day, getting things right, getting guys healthy, trying to get some semblance of our rhythm back. So we're just going to keep doing that. You know, I'm not at a point of worrying about later in the summer yet.
So right there, there was Mike Elias. And if you want to hear the full interview again, check out the Ryan Ripken show on YouTube. Mike, in general, just, you know, that was always what I grew up with. It was get to June, you know, and now you're hearing it was Memorial Day. But it was interesting hearing Bob about the expanded playoffs, which, you know, he's got a point to that when you look at the last few years. I mean, I know last year, I think the 86 win team made the playoffs in the American League. A few years back, the Arizona Diamondbacks, it was 84,
man,
I think, was the number.
Made the playoffs,
and
yeah.
So, and then what they do, they ended up going to the World Series. So I think he wants to see this month of May. And right now, it was supposed to be a month where, you know, you can get back in it. But then you go to Minnesota, you drop three in a row, you have Anaheim, or the Los Angeles Angels, I apologize, on deck, right? Then you come back home and you have an opportunity. But then you get to June and you're going to have to make some tough decisions. So I really do think the mid-June is that assessment period for this Orioles squad to really shake things up.
As I try to present both sides of the argument, and I'm disappointed as anyone, that they suck right now. And they suck. They're bad. Name one strength of the team. I don't think they have a team strength right now. But their opening day lineup, a game they won 12-2 against Toronto back in March. Colton Cowser led off. Rutschman, Westberg, O'Hearn, O'Neill, Mountcastle, Mullins, Arias, Holiday. Cowser, Westberg, O'Neill, Arias, all on the IL. Are you buying when I'm trying to sell listeners, Ryan, Nolan? No.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No, that's not. No.
Missing.
I'm with you.
Missing your guys.
Bueller.
Hurts. You know, I think going into the season, you're talking about you know, the point you just made, the Orioles don't do anything good right now. Nothing is a strength.
Is there a strength? I'm asking you.
Oh, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't
there is
see
no
one.
Strength. And going into the season, we knew that starting pitching was not going to be a strength. Like, that was already established. It's not going to be. So what did you need to have as strengths? Well, this lineup that you have that has this talent, which they do, and your bullpen has to be solid. Bullpen overall had been solid, but now you're seeing they're being overused. They're getting more exhausted because they've had to come in the third, fourth, fifth inning consistently. But that offense, that was supposed to be it. And yes, Jordan Westberg, all-star. Kelton Cowser, potential all-star. Ramon Urias, been playing very well. You can't push that to the side and say that that doesn't matter. It does. But they do have superstars on this roster still, or guys that you expect to be superstars. Adley has not been Adley since really the first couple weeks of the season, specifically opening day.
Eight extra base hits for the season.
So, and I felt like half of them came on opening day. It felt like it.
Yeah. Most of them in the first couple weeks for sure.
Your superstar players have to help carry a team when they are in need, and they're not. So when you're saying about a strength, you're right. There isn't a strength to this team. Do they have superstars that can be strengths? Absolutely. But they're not doing it in a time of need, and that's a big reason why this squad is continuing to lose games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? What about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.